Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Schofield Reservoir, a 2,815-acre man-made lake south of Price, has historically been the most important trout fishery in Utah's southeastern region, says Dr. Vedra Budi, unit leader for the U.S. Geological Survey Fish and Wildlife Research Unit at USU. The trout, tiger, cutthroat, and rainbow now share the reservoir with high densities of Utah chub. The reservoir is thick with chub, a carp-like fish that matures quickly and is extremely prolific. At times, chub have outnumbered trout in Schofield Reservoir 9-1. The Utah chub is native to the state, but it wasn't observed in the lake until 2005. The main concern for fisheries managers is whether or not the growing population of chub will compete with sports fish for food and or space, or whether trout can be effectively controlled by trout populations. In an effort to answer these questions, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, UDWR, commissioned a multi-year research project with Dr. Vedra Budi's Fish Ecology Lab in the Department of Watershed Sciences, Quinney College of Natural Resources, to determine the predator and forage relationships between the trout and chub. Based on this USU research, one observed benefit of chub is the impact it has on the growth of trout that eat it. After stocked tiger and cutthroat trout reach a certain size, they switch to a diet of fish and begin eating the chub. According to Gary Thede, fishery biologist in the Department of Watershed Sciences, once the trout begin eating chub, they grow rapidly. Tiger trout in particular grow to very large sizes, eating a diet of 100% chub. The chub, therefore, may be beneficial to the reservoir's ecosystem if the numbers are controlled. DWR has used 3 trout species to control the population of chub and also enforced a catch-and-release rule for larger cutthroat trout so the biggest predators would remain in the reservoir. But since chub can live up to 30 years, some of the adults have reached a size where they are too big for trout to eat. In 2016, it became obvious the public would no longer tolerate waiting for the trout's appetite to decrease the chub population. After an extensive public input process of gathering over 2,500 public angler surveys, a committee was formed comprising of Schofield residents, sportsmen organizations, and wildlife agencies to develop a management plan which would provide DWR recommendations to control the Utah chub population and create a sustainable, high-quality fishery at Schofield. The plan was reviewed and approved by the Central and Southeast Regional Advisory Councils. The first step in the plan will be DWR introducing 3 new fish to Schofield: the wiper, a hybrid white and striped bass, tiger muskie, and the triploid walleye. According to Chris Wood, the Southeastern Regional Supervisor at DWR, all 3 grow quickly and have an appetite for the Utah chub. Justin Hart, the UDWR's aquatics manager in southeastern Utah, said, "We don't want to completely eliminate the chub, but we do need to get their biomass down. We plan to use the chub to grow big fish." Once the chub population is dropped, DWR will resume stocking the rainbow trout, a favorite among the state anglers. If the plan is successful, the chub population will remain at a sustainable level and be a benefit instead of a burden to the Schofield Reservoir trout populations. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.